This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for Donald Trump. He proclaimed multiple victories on the election interference front, as he describes it, and actually did a little bit of a press conference in which he tried to link his specific prosecutions, even those that aren't federal, in fact, especially those that aren't federal, to Joe Biden. Is this going to continue to work for him? There's almost no doubt that the prosecutions so far, even those prosecutions where President Trump is facing real chances of conviction, seem to be helping him politically. We'll speak about that with Mark Thiessen, a columnist for the Washington Post, coming up. But first, a few hours ago, he spoke in New York about the reduction of the level of money that he would have to provide as bond to protect himself to allow his case to go forward on appeal. And he basically laid out what he believes to be the crucial issues that America is going to be deciding in this election. Listen.
They can't win an election because of the borders, because of energy prices, because of inflation, because of Afghanistan, the worst and most embarrassing day in the history of our country. He can't win because of Russia, because of all the problems, because of Ukraine being attacked by Russia. And he can't win because of the October 7th attack of Israel, which he should have never allowed to happen, would have never happened if I were president. Ukraine would have never been attacked if I was president. And you wouldn't have inflation if I was president. We didn't have inflation. So all of these things, so what they do is they do election interference, which is court cases, and let's try and tie him up, and let's take as much of his money as possible.
That's President Trump in a press conference this morning defining what he considers to be the essential issues of the election. I'm joined by Mark Thiessen, who writes a syndicated column for the Washington Post on foreign and domestic policy. He's a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and the former chief speechwriter for President George W. Bush. He's also a Fox News contributor. Mark, what do you think about Trump just declaring that Joe Biden let the October 7th attack on Israel occur and that that never would have happened if Trump were president? Any
comment? Well, I think the second part is probably true. I mean, you can't prove it, but I think there's a connective tissue between the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, which emboldened Putin to invade Ukraine. We decided it was weak and had the staying power, and then our failure to fully help the Ukrainians do more than simply hold off the Russians, but actually defeat them, probably emboldened Iran. So I don't think he knew that it was going to happen and let it happen, but I think it's true. And then if you look at, you know, the history of the 20th century, Donald Trump is the only president under whom Putin didn't invade another country. He invaded Georgia at the end of the Bush administration. He invaded Ukraine under the Obama-Biden administration, and he invaded Ukraine again under the Biden administration. So I think a lot of world leaders thought that Trump was crazy, unpredictable, and they were afraid. And so, yeah, I think it's probably true that Putin wouldn't have given up his objective to take Ukraine. He might have waited until a weaker president was elected in 4 years. But, yeah, I don't think he would have invaded Ukraine, and a lot of what's happening in the world wouldn't happen if Donald Trump had been reelected.
In terms of this election, however, and despite the fact that you, in your column, your most recent column, you say that you consider Trump to be one of the greatest conservative leaders ever. And based on his
record.
Based on his record and his 4 years.
Turn the mute button on, yes.
Yeah, but the point of your piece is how much you would like to vote for him for another term in the White House, but you're prevented from doing so, at least so far. By what exactly?
Well, I'm not going to. I want to vote for the Donald Trump who, you know, if you recall back the Obama-Biden administration after Ukraine was invaded the first time in 2014, they came to us. And by the way, that happened in the wake of, you know, all these things get connected, right? Obama sets a red line in Syria and then doesn't enforce it and actually turns to Putin to cut a deal with Assad to get him out of it, right? And that emboldens Putin to invade Ukraine the first time. And the Ukrainians came and pled for weapons. And the Ukrainian president, Poroshenko, at the time even spoke to a joint session of Congress, and the Obama administration refused to give it to them. They gave them MREs instead of RPGs, meal ready to eat, and blankets. And Poroshenko even said, I can't win a war with blankets. And then Trump came in and sent them Javelin missiles and gave them the first lethal aid afterwards. And those weapons actually, because the Biden administration was slow rolling weapons before the war for fear of angering Putin and provoking him, those weapons actually helped save Kyiv. So I want to vote for the Donald Trump who reversed the Biden-Obama policy of not arming Ukraine and the one who gave them the weapons they used to defend themselves, not the guy who says that he might cut off the aid to Ukraine. I can't vote for somebody who
said he would. He said and you mentioned Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary, met with him and said that his magic solution to end the war in 24 hours was basically to cut Ukraine off.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that I believe Viktor Orban. I mean, Viktor Orban says a lot of things that are not true. So I don't know if that's true or not. I want to know from Trump what he's going to do. But, you know, if you look at what Trump has, I actually went back in another column and actually looked at what Trump has said on Ukraine. And it's not, he's not in the Matt Gaetz, you know, J.D. Vance isolationist, not a penny more for Ukraine camp. He said that Zelensky is a good guy because he backed him up on his phone call and the phony impeachment. He likes Zelensky. He thinks that what Putin did was wrong and an atrocity, is in his words. And he said that he would cut a deal to end the war, and he would tell Putin, if you don't take the deal, I'm going to double aid you to Ukraine. So we don't know what Trump is going to do as president, and he kind of wants to keep the mystery around it, but I need to have some clarity before I go in the voting booth to know that he's not going to cut off the Ukrainians, because I'm less worried about Trump, the person, than I am the people he'll surround himself with. He had great foreign policy advisors in his first term. And look, if Mike Pompeo is going to be advising him on how to handle Ukraine, then I'd be much more comfortable than if some of these neo-isolationists and like the Tulsi Gabbards of the world and the J.D. Vances of the world are going to be in senior positions. So it's very unsettling, and I'd like to know where he's going to be before I vote.
Before you were mentioning about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, which of course was shameful. President Trump described it as the most shameful day in American history. There's actually a lot of competition for that title.
Yep.
But didn't President Trump, while he was president, didn't he agree with the Taliban, make a deal about withdrawing from Afghanistan, one of those few areas where Biden followed the example of the Trump administration?
No, I just don't know that he would have done it the way Biden did. I think in the end, Trump would have listened to his military commanders and left 2,500 troops. The way he left troops in Syria and the way he left troops in Iraq. He always listened to his military commanders and didn't do things. I don't think there's a chance that he would have stood by and watched the Taliban take over Kabul. No. That would have showed American weakness.
We will be right back with Mark Thiessen with more about the election and the shape it's taking and the future of the two parties. We'll be right back with Mark Thiessen of The Washington Post. be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Michael Medved Show, joined by Mark Thiessen, one of the most influential and important and valuable conservative columnists in the country. His columns appear through the Washington Post Syndicate. He's also a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and a Fox News contributor. Mark, we were talking before about President Trump and Ukraine. You did a column back in February where you said if Republicans want to help Trump, they should pass Ukraine aid right now. And then you added, if Republicans don't help Ukraine, they will own Ukraine's collapse. And they will leave Trump with a weak hand if he wins in November. Why do you think President Trump has been so reluctant to speak out in behalf of that needed aid to Ukraine?
I'm not sure. I think he thinks it's unpopular with his base, his segment of the Republican Party. But the reality is that if they want to help him, they should. Republicans ought to pass it. Because think about this: Trump wants to cut a deal to end the war. He thinks that he's going to come in and he's going to force Putin and Zelensky to sit down and cut some kind of a peace deal. That only works if Ukraine is winning. If Putin is on the, because Putin's the one who doesn't want a deal. Putin's the one who doesn't want to negotiate. And so if Putin, you know, if we cut off aid and Putin breaks through the Ukrainian lines and starts marching towards Kyiv and making military progress and bombing Ukrainian cities and he's on the offensive, then Trump has no leverage with him. Why would he sit down and negotiate a deal when he's winning? The only way he'd negotiate a deal is if he's losing and Trump is forcing his hand into doing something he doesn't want to do. So if you wanted to, even if you want to end aid to Ukraine and end this war, you need to make sure that when Trump comes into office, Ukraine isn't losing and isn't on its heels, because they're not the obstacle to peace. It's Putin who's the obstacle to peace. So that's what you need to do. And the other thing is, if we don't give that aid to Ukraine, it could be catastrophic. It could be that Putin starts carpet bombing Ukrainian cities, that we're seeing, you know, the bombing of Kyiv, because they're going to run out of missile defense interceptors. So they could be making advances on the ground, a humanitarian catastrophe, and he could march eventually into Kyiv the way that the Taliban marched into Kabul. And the question Republicans need to ask themselves is, you're going to own that if it happens. Because it wasn't Biden who cut off the aid, it was the Republican Congress, and it would probably not happen until Trump takes office, because it'll take a little while. Do you want to own that? Do you want Ukraine to be your Afghanistan? The seminal event in which, because of your lack of leadership, that a country fell to a tyrant, to an invading army, and it just look at the damage that did to Joe Biden's reputation. To his reputation for competence, to his trust in his leadership, and ask yourself as a Republican, do you want that on your record? I wouldn't want it.
Right. There was just an analysis done about Biden's falling approval ratings, because he began as president with fairly decent ratings. Most presidents do. They have that honeymoon period with the public.
Yep.
But the true turning point where it went down, 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 and like an elevator going down, the turning point was Kabul, which most Americans saw rightly as a complete disaster that was incredibly poorly handled. In terms of appealing to people like you, who have every inclination as a lifelong Republican to actually vote for Trump, but you're not quite there yet because of the concerns that you elucidate in your column, what could Trump do to reassure you by appointing the right candidate for vice president? I mean, assuming he's not going to go for appointing Marjorie Taylor Greene or Tulsi Gabbard, not to put them in the same category, but okay, for now we'll let that stand.
Sure.
Assuming that he appoints somebody serious for vice president, what could he do, what message could he send to reassure Trump-inclined voters who just aren't there?
Well, first of all, there's millions of them, and he can't win the election without them. Let's start there.
Amen.
Nikki Haley got 3 million votes in the Republican primaries, and something according to the Fox News voter analysis, somewhere between 5 and 10 and 6 and 10 of those voters say they're not voting for Trump in November. And they're not all Democrats, though some of them are, a very small number, but they're disaffected Republicans who don't want to see Trump win again. And they have that position, but many of them voted for Trump before. Many of them supported him, liked his policies, but after January 6th and after the post-election period, didn't like the way he handled it and didn't like the fact that he spent the last 3 years relitigating in the election instead of talking about his record and talking and fighting Biden. Don't like the way he tanked us in the midterm elections in 2022, or just think that he's going to lose. And they have various reasons why. He needs to make a concerted effort to appeal to them. He needs to make his base is with him. He famously said, "I could stand in Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and my base would never leave me." Okay, if you're that confident in your base, then go reach out to the center. Reach out to those people. Find out what they're concerned about and assuage their concerns. Appoint somebody normal as your vice presidential nominee, who they can have confidence in. Talk about the people you're going to appoint to your cabinet and what kind of positions they're going to have. And tell us you're not going to abandon Ukraine. Tell us what you're going to do on a lot of these issues. Tell us that you're not going to be, pandering to TikTok. He flip flopped on that. I mean, what the heck's going on with that? They may have other concerns, but those 3 million voters who voted for Nikki Haley, a lot of them are gettable. But he's got to try and get them, and he's got to make an effort to it.
Okay, one of the things that we're talking about is we're also talking about the future of the Republican Party, because if he is elected, the person who is there as vice president would be a natural successor.
Sure.
And of course he's term limited. He can't run for a third term. So who should it be?
That is a tough question. I mean, you know, the ideal would be, if you really wanted to make a deal, would be Nikki Haley. I don't think she's interested. I don't think Trump is interested in her. But that would be the ideal ticket. I mean, one of the people that is in the conversation is Marco Rubio. I think he would be an excellent choice. Someone like Chris Sununu, who endorsed him, who supported Haley initially, but has endorsed him for president. It's got to be somebody who shows a sense of normalcy. I think a lot of people are worried that Trump has decided that he's focused on revenge and sort of hunting rhinos, and getting vengeance for people he feels who have betrayed him. And that's not going to bode well for a second Trump term. So he's got to convince people that the second Trump term will be a continuation of what they liked in the first term, and not a radical break towards some sort of mega radical agenda.
Mark Thiessen, he writes about serious topics. Yesterday he wrote this: "Take it from me, see your music heroes before it's too late." And this is, by the way, super popular. We will be right back. Mark Thiessen, Godspeed.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Donald Trump says he can now secure a lower bond as he appeals his New York civil fraud trial, with an appeals court reducing it from $454 million to $175 million and granting him 10 days to pay.
We'll put up cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is.
Trump alleges judicial corruption and criticizes Attorney General Letitia James, whom he refers to as a thug. The ruling prevents James from immediately collecting on the judgment. Boeing CEO David Calhoun Monday announced he would leave the company. This is the latest fallout for the plane maker amid multiple federal probes into its practices following a 737 MAX door blowout in January. Nashville police have stated there is no evidence of foul play in the death of University of Missouri student Riley Strain. Preliminary autopsy results have determined the death to be accidental. Strain's body was found in the Cumberland River Friday. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is all kinds of news, some of it deeply encouraging, about the upcoming battle for control of the U.S. Senate. It's encouraging if you want to see Chuck Schumer, who, by the way, has got an awful lot of explaining to do to his future biographers and all of that, about the awful speech he gave on the Senate floor regarding Israel and its struggle for survival. But for those of us who don't want to see Chuck Schumer continuing as the majority leader in the U.S. Senate, there is a great deal of encouraging news. And some of that encouraging news comes from one of the most Democratic states in the union, where the wonderful outgoing governor in that state, Larry Hogan, is now running for U.S. Senate, and a new Washington Post University of Maryland poll shows he's winning in a landslide against either of the top Democrats in the field. He's winning. This is to take the seat of Ben Cardin, who is one of those aging politicians who actually had the grace and the courage to retire. He's not resigning. He's serving out his term, but then he's leaving. And Larry Hogan is beating the Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks by 50% to 36%. That's amazing. It's just simply amazing. And then the most likely Democratic nominee, the guy who's ahead in the primary, whose name is Trone, and he's actually doing very well, Larry Hogan, against Representative Prone, who's a member of Congress. He's winning 49% to 37%. So it's more than 10 points on both of them. And this is a very likely now a Republican pickup. But it's even more likely because of this completely cuckoo story, which has so many ramifications to it, about something that Congressman Trone said that is in the process of derailing his campaign. Maryland's Democrat Senate front runner, Representative David Trone, uttered a racial slur during a House meeting, but claimed he was just trying to say the word bugaboo. Okay, can you figure out what the slur is that he's alleged to have said? Trone was talking about Democrat tax policies with Shalanda Young. And remember, he is a Democrat and a very liberal Democrat. Shalanda Young is director of the Office of Budget and Management in the Biden administration. And he was speaking to Shalanda Young when he used the racist and offensive term. The congressman said to Young, and it's on tape, who is a black woman, "So this Republican, beep." And yes, it's a word that sounds like bugaboo, but it has a long racist history, and I'm not going to get in trouble by repeating a word. You just have to use your imagination. "So this Republican, beep," that it's the tax rate that's stopping business investment, it's just completely faulty by people who have never run a business. He's been in the liquor business for his life very successfully. He's considered to be one of the wealthiest members of Congress. Personal worth of over $50 million. Trone didn't pause or seem to notice what he had just said, but he was later forced to apologize, telling Fox News that it was a slip of the tongue. Pleading his innocence, he said, "Today, while attempting to use the word bugaboo in a hearing, I used a different phrase that is offensive." Trone, 68 years old, was talking about Democrat tax policies. A bugaboo means an object of fear, while the word Trone used is a disparaging historic slur for black people. The Maryland politician is known for his strong stance on racial justice. That's right. He describes himself as a racial justice warrior. And he has frequently posted about the Black Lives Matter movement in the last 4 years. And he said this in his apology: "That word has a long, dark, terrible history. It should never be used anytime, anywhere, in any conversation." "I recognize that as a white man I have privilege, and as an elected official I have a responsibility for the words I use, especially in the heat of the moment. Regardless of what I meant to say, I shouldn't have used that language." One person took to social media after seeing the clip of David Trone at the hearing and wrote, "Representative David Trone needs to explain why the beep he used the word beep in a budget hearing today." The Maryland politician is known for his strong stance on racial justice. And one of the other commenters on this incident, which has now come to dominate the potential Senate campaign, he says, "No, it wasn't racist, but because that's not the kind of word that should even be in your head. It should not even sleep out. I'm side-eyeing him. Since his ads paint him as a racial justice warrior, he must know better."
Another critic added, words such as this only slip out if you've used them before, perhaps even regularly. How do you use that word regularly? And a third added, sorry, nothing excuses it. Nothing! Exclamation point. It doesn't matter what he meant. He said it. He's racist through and through, and evil forevermore. Them's the rules. It's not the first time Trone has sparked controversy with his comments. I'm so glad Larry Hogan is running in this race. Last year, he allegedly threatened to end a delivery man in a bout of anger at his wine and spirit store. Trone is among the wealthiest members of Congress. He has told associates he's preparing to spend $50 million of his personal fortune to secure the Senate seat. And Trone has made his fortune as co-founder and co-owner of the nation's private wine and spirits retailer, Total Wine and More. He was at one of the store's locations in Tempe, Arizona, in 2021 when Crescent Crown distributing merchandiser Cody Huard and his colleague Hunter Olson were delivering product. David Trone, the congressman, threatened to beeping end and execute Huard during a heated altercation that began with Trone getting upset because the merchandise was stacked on the floor. This guy, it sounds, has more anger issues. He's a top Democratic donor to other campaigns. And I love this. He's donated tens of millions to philanthropic efforts, including $15 million that he gave to the ACLU. Well, that's a terrible bugaboo. And see, you can say bugaboo, not the other word. Not ever. We'll be right back.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's breaking news on the David Trone bugaboo story. A group of five Black House Democrats, Representative Barbara Lee, who just lost a Senate primary, as you may remember, Gregory Meeks of New York, Yvette Clark of New York, Joyce Beatty of Ohio, and Jasmine Crockett of Texas. These five Black Democrats have endorsed Prince George's County Executive Angela Also Brooks, who's also African American, and endorsed her for the Democratic nomination to run against Larry Hogan to be the new senator from Maryland. And they add, their endorsement comes shortly after David Trone used a racial slur to describe a Republican tax proposal. And again, the problem, of course, has to do with he claims that he meant to say bugaboo, but he said something else that was completely unacceptable. Meanwhile, something that is acceptable, and in fact, it's kind of urgent, because it's an opportunity, and it's an opportunity to take advantage of our special super spring sale. You get 50% off on either plan, either a basic MedHead membership, which comes to, with this 50% off deal, it comes to just $2.50 a month, which is pretty amazing. And that gives you a podcast version on demand anytime you want it of our radio program, plus access to our history programs and history store discounts and call of the week and movie reviews and In the Light of History podcast, much, much more. This is on-demand versions of the Michael Medved radio show. You can also get a Medhead Plus membership for 50% off, which comes to about $4 a month. Really, it's cheapest it's ever been. And MedEd Plus membership gives you free access to download any of our history shows, our history programs. We have it's several hundred hours of inspiration and information and background on the amazing history of this amazing country. So check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com and be sure to use the MedHead code to get that 50% off for the super special spring deal that we are offering for the annual memberships that for people who are about to do their first year and to take that plunge at a real budget price. Okay, on the Michael Medved show, they also say in Hotline, they have a report that Senators John Tester and Sherrod Brown, John Tester from Montana and Sherrod Brown from Ohio, hold the keys to the Senate Democratic majority. Their political survival may rest on voters not seeing them that way. Their reelection prospects hinge on how successfully they can emphasize local investments they helped secure in Democrats' big bills and their representation of their own constituents rather than their key roles in determining who runs the Senate next year. Republicans will do everything they can to focus on the latter, and engaging on that message does Brown and Tester no good in their red states. In other words, the battle for the electoral votes between Trump and Biden for Montana and Ohio, and Ohio, you'll remember, it used to be the swingiest of swing states. It was one of those states that George Bush won the election, just barely eking out a win against John Kerry back in 2004. And until very recently, Trump won Ohio both times in 2016 and 2020. He won Ohio by 8 points. And the fact that these are such distinctly red states, in states that once upon a time were far more competitive, is fairly amazing. And then there is this, as reported in Hotline and also reported in Politico. Anti-vaccine conspiracy theorist Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and they put an I after his name for independent, is in heavy-duty talks with the Libertarian Party to run on their presidential ticket, a move that would almost guarantee that he would make the ballot in all 50 states. Libertarian Party Chair Angela McCardle spoke with Kennedy in recent weeks following his appearance at the California Libertarian Party convention at the end of February. The two have been in constant contact since last July about the third party's nominating process, which is decided by unbound delegates at the national convention coming this May in Washington. The party switch would ease his ballot access hurdles and buttress his campaign with an organized network of supporters. And again, it's one of those questions that could determine the outcome of the entire election, and particularly if Robert Kennedy picks someone who isn't a complete joke, in other words, is not Aaron Rodgers and is not Nicole Shanahan, who they've talked about. Nicole Shanahan is no political experience. What he needs to do is pick someone who's credible. Because the question here would be, there's never been a libertarian candidate for president who has won an electoral vote. And I don't mean winning the electoral vote total to make you president. I mean winning even one electoral vote. Hasn't happened. And again, in a close election, and this is what they're talking about at No Labels. In a close election, if somebody wins a small state, say they win the state of Hawaii, which is 4 electoral votes, and you win those 4 electoral votes and the election is close, as it was so dramatically in the year 2000 between Bush and Gore, well, then if there had been somebody else who took electoral votes and no one won that 270 majority, or if the vote ends up being tied, 270 to 270, it then goes to the House of Representatives and Katie bar the door, because the people in the House are not obligated to vote for the people who, for the candidate who carried that state. And, for instance, if you have 10 members of Congress, like the and 12 electoral votes, like the state of Washington, then if you have 6 of those members of Congress who vote on the Democratic side, that that candidate gets those electoral votes, but only one. Because that's what is so peculiar about the system. A contingent election like that, and they've only happened in 1800 and 1824, every state gets one vote. And right now that's a big Republican advantage, because though you don't know, because it's supposed to be the new Congress. And just as well as Republicans are supposed to do for the Senate, they may have real challenges in the House of Representatives. One of the real challenges for a former Republican national chair is that she is now on MSNBC saying very different things than she did when she was working for the GOP. We will get to that and to other dramatic developments in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.